In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shall be.
Every human being is a magnificent creature, creation of God, made in God's own image. God did not intend for us to die. Death is not natural. He created us for immortal life and for intimate communion with Him and with divine life. The devil, the fallen angel, and the spiritual enemy of God sowed the seeds of sin in our forefathers, lying to them and saying, "Ye shall not surely die if you disobey the word of the Lord." Thus death reigned in our human family until God brought us to life in His only begotten Son, our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We read in the first letter of John, chapter 3, verse 8, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil." The principal work of the devil is the introduction of death through sin in the human race. Today we believe and affirm that Jesus Christ defeated the devil and has trampled down death by His death on the cross. And while biological death still is a fact of life, that the Lord has won dominion over death and robbed it of its power to separate us from God, to separate us from life. And then, He even uses death in us to bring forth life, even to bring healing and salvation. And then He even uses death in ways the enemy of our life could never have imagined. God turned even death to His advantage, and indeed to our advantage. Our Lord, who loves us in life and in death, now uses death to bring forth life and the renewal of life, even to bring healing and salvation to the souls of His people, even as the body fails. God does not desire our death, but He will transform even death into a journey to life in Him. We believe and affirm today that this is the work He has accomplished and is accomplishing with Victoria Wells. A sweet and good soul was made sweeter and better, even in the time of anguish and suffering. God uses death, and Vicky used death together with God, cooperating with Him. And even as her body was sick, her soul was being renewed, healed, transformed, softened, and prepared for the next life, for divine life, for eternal life in God. Free of sin, free of pain, free of life's cares. And her truest and pure and gentlest self shone through in her last days with us. Even as she came to death, she came to life, to the truth of life and of her life, and peace with her loved ones, forgiveness to all, and peace with her Lord. A good mother is always teaching. For her boys, in her last lesson, she taught you how to face death. Regardless of her shortcomings in life, and all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, She was heroic in death. If death comes, as we hope and pray, for a Christian ending of our life, as we pray in our services, with time to prepare and reflect, then here's how you face it. You saw it. Vicky sought her forgiveness from God, and she forgave everyone everything, and came back to herself, her true, sweetest self. She allowed the Lord, she opened herself to the Lord to use death for the healing and transformation and reorientation of her soul, and came back to her baptismal promise to again be a new creation in Christ. And she gave herself for precious time with each of you, even when it meant lingering in discomfort and pain. She put aside hurt and hurt feelings and the pain of the past and embraced what was essential in her life, her marriage, her children, her family, and her friends. It was an honor to observe her heroic last days. And indeed, following the example of her old friend and running mate, Judy, only 2 short years later, St. Gregory the Theologian, who was one of the great saints and fathers of the Church, who will be remembered in 2 days on January 25th in the Church, he said this. He said, "In Him, in Christ, is my joy. Even if He chooses to send me some suffering, because I aspire to be purified as gold in the fire." Purified as gold in the fire, so was Victoria, and prepared for heavenly glory, preparing and sharing and showing the way for those she loved and will follow her someday. Remember her when she was healthy, because she is healthy now. And may her memory be eternal. May her memory be eternal in God's mind and in our memory. May He receive her into His mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.